This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Human trafficking is a reality, and it's in Vermont. According to the Vermont Human Trafficking Task Force, these victims are our neighbors, our family members, people struggling with poverty and addiction. Some may not actually recognize themselves as victims of trafficking. The Rutland City Police Department is hiring a case manager to support victims of trafficking, not a law enforcement officer, a social worker connected to the department. This position is one of only two in the state that are set up this way. And here to tell us about the need he sees for this position is Commander Matthew Prouty. He's in charge of community outreach for the Rutland City Police Department. Commander Prouty, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Hey, Jane. Thanks for having me.
Can you describe what kind of human trafficking you're seeing in Rutland and the surrounding areas?
So, well, I think it's important to note that, you know, there is one case manager in Vermont right now who's embedded at the South Burlington Police Department. The position in Rutland will be for Southern Vermont. So trafficking does look different geographically. You know, I may not see labor trafficking necessarily within the city of Rutland, not to say that it's not there, but specifically what we've seen over the last several years is the commercial sex market tied into the commercial drug market.
Well, describe how that works. I mean, I think people, you know, as I said, don't necessarily think of human trafficking as something that's happening here. And if your picture of human trafficking is, you know, a carload of people being sort of transported secretly across a border to go do work or, you know, other kinds of things, that's not what you think of in your own backyard. So what does it actually entail when you're talking about the drug trade leading to the sex trade and trafficking as a part of that? What does that look like? Give me an example.
Well, getting back to what you said before, it's a little different when you're talking about smuggling someone who's trying to come into the country where they've paid X amount of money to get here as compared to someone coming into the country to do something that maybe they didn't sign up for. So maybe someone has come to Vermont to work, and the agreement was they were going to be near family, maybe in Addison County, but then they end up in Bennington and they're in a home and they have to do commercial sex. So that's a very different thing. And I want to make sure that people understand smuggling as compared to trafficking. But what we've seen, at least here locally, is this fraud, force, or coercion that has resulted either from chemical dependency, maybe individuals that have never been in a healthy sexual environment or have been coerced through violence where they say, if you don't do a particular thing, you know, I'm going to hurt you, I'm going to kill you, that do things that typically, if those circumstances weren't there, would not be involved in that activity. And when you have a drug market like we've had in Vermont where we've plagued for several years, it's not hard to see or to imagine how the commodity of the human body could be used to help people's needs, especially if they're chemically dependent.
So this new position, and as we've both mentioned, this is one of two such people in the state. And so this person will look at Southern Vermont and will be based at the Rutland City Police Department. This position is for somebody who can help address the needs of victims of human trafficking. Why is there a need for this kind of person to be attached to the Rutland City Police Department?
Well, I actually wanted the first position that Trevor Whipple secured for South Burlington. But the State Human Trafficking Task Force right now is focused on Chittenden County and are looking to go statewide. But the reason that we wanted them in Rutland is because, you know, just me personally, I've worked with a lot of victims since about 2011. there's a huge need. I got to see it. You know, we were sort of ground zero, maybe before a lot of the state was seeing the issues tied to the drug market. You know, it was already happening in Rutland. And look, cops aren't social workers. You know, we do our best, but I'm really looking for those professionals that come from a human service background to really work with victims to be sort of a navigator into services. If you happen to have a victim that's willing to cooperate with police and do a criminal investigation to work on putting someone in jail, that's great. But if the only thing that we get out of it is that a citizen who's been trafficked and has had all this trauma just gets to a safe place, gets services, gets clean, maybe gets a job, have some normalcy in their life, we're going to consider that success. And we think it's very important that that focus really comes from a human services type viewpoint or a social work type perspective.
Well, so this person who, you know, isn't hired yet, but will be hired and will be doing this job, isn't a law enforcement officer. It's somebody with a social work background. And the people that he or she will make contact with and help, as you said, don't necessarily have to go through any formal interactions with the police. But does everyone who might be helped know that? I mean, isn't having a caseworker attached to a police department potentially going to scare away some people who might otherwise want help or be reaching out for help?
I guess there's a potential for that, but some of that is the culture of your agency. You know, I actually have what's called the Vision Center in the Rutland City Police Department, and it's an area of the police department that I like to call the not the police section. You know, I have an embedded crisis clinician. I have two folks that work that are jobs folks from Goodwill, Northern New England. I have somebody from the Southwestern Vermont Council on Aging. You know, so we have this environment of folks from social service life and social work perspective on life. And basically, from a law enforcement perspective, I need these folks for long-term success when you're talking about quality life issues. You know, 17% of what we do is criminal in law enforcement. Then you have all those other things. So I think they would fit in really well here in Rutland. And we actually haven't had an issue with folks not wanting to come to the police department or not wanting to interact with someone that may be embedded at the police department, just because, you know, it's, you know, people can tell when you're sincere, and the language that you speak, the way we conduct ourselves, word gets around. Mm-hmm. And just a couple of years ago, we actually had an incident where a young lady did interact with us because she had heard if they got away from their trafficker to come to Rutland and look for us.
Commander Prouty, this position is funded through a $300,000 3-year federal grant with a 25% local match. When do you expect to have the person in place, and are you recruiting? Can people apply, or is this towards the end of the process?
So the position right now, we've had open until the 14th of December, and you can go to the Rutland City website, www.rutlandcity.org, on the human resources page. You should have a job posting for, say, the human trafficking case manager. And we are still accepting applications. Depending on how big the pool is, we may extend that. But that's where it's what the cutoff is right now. After that, I'm actually going to be reaching out to the Human Trafficking Task Force, South Burling PD, and maybe some citizens in the community to get a process together to help me hire that person.
Well, we look forward to hearing more. Commander Matthew Prouty is in charge of community outreach for the Rutland City Police Department. He's also executive director of Project Vision, a coalition of more than 300 organizations and the city of Rutland that aims at a united response to the community's drug-related challenges. And he chairs the Public Safety Committee for Project Vision. We've been talking about a new position that will be coming into hiring for somebody who can address human trafficking in southern Vermont. Commander Prouty, thanks very much for talking with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.